Are you ready to go higher in the Lord? Well, hello and welcome to A New Level Awaits You. I am your host, Lois Fewelling. We all desire spiritual growth, but do not always know where to begin. On A New Level Awaits You, we provide steps to guide you into your divine assignment and reach greater levels of greatness in the Lord. New levels include receiving dreams and visions, more intimacy on a daily basis, deeper levels of understanding the Word of God and His prophetic Word, and experiencing God encounters that will change your life. Get inspired by stories of those who have had life-changing encounters with the Lord and expect to receive and believe for everything God promised you. Using biblical strategies and revelation, you will begin to soar above every obstacle so you reach new levels of anointing, authority, spiritual encounters, and be able to enter into your specific divine assignment. You will grow in your faith and learn how to walk in greater freedom. But most importantly, a warrior spirit will arise within you as you step up in faith and determination to advance the kingdom of God. So get ready to go from glory to glory, for new levels await you. Well, welcome back, everyone, to A New Level Awaits You. And today we're going to be talking about victory over chaos. I believe this is extremely important. We have done 7 episodes on navigating chaos. But today I want to be really focused on victory over chaos, because God has given me some amazing revelations around this. And we can no longer live in this place where we're at, what do you want to call it, a crossroad. God gave me the word a crisscross. We're at a convergent place. We're in this place right now where we have to decide, are we going to stay in the middle of this chaos, or are we going to move forward? And so as we learn about all the different people in the Bible that we've been discussing about how they managed to move forward, they didn't get stuck in their chaos. Every step they took was to go towards what the Lord had for them. And so I believe that God is now going to be sending us, just like He has me, what we call revelation intelligence. We're going to know what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And I speak this over you right now in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, because I believe that God wants His people, His body, to rise up and go forward with power and might and be like the mighty men of David, where we go forth conquering and we are victorious. I was thinking about a particular scripture, and in this scripture, it's in Matthew 21. And in this scripture, in verse, Jesus had come out against a barren tree. And in verse 18, he was returning, it says, to the city, and he became hungry. Seeing a lone fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it except leaves only. And he said to it, "No longer shall there be any fruit from you." And at once the fig tree withered. Now, I want to just stop there for a minute, because I think it's very important in this part of the scripture, as God was revealing to me, there's many of us that are out there and we're hungry. We're hungry for more. We're hungry for all that God has for us. We're hungry to get into the very assignment, to complete the assignments that God has placed on our heart. He is shifting us up out of the old stuff, the old religious stuff, and moving us forward into a place where we can be dynamic and fruitful. You know, years ago, I moved out of a place that I could not grow in anymore. I was fruitless in that place. And God had me stay there for a period of time, but then He shifted me out of it and said, "Now is the time to go." And He shifted me into a new assignment, something that He wanted me to do. And in this shifting, I realized some things. I realized that This is not going to be out of my capability. This is not about me. This is about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he is the only one that can accomplish this. And I was reminded of this when somebody said to me, Lois, you were so far ahead of us that we didn't understand. We didn't understand what the Lord was doing at that time. And I believe there's many out there that are so far ahead right now. You're so out of the box. You're so far, because God is giving you this revelation that there is something more, there's something new, there's something, this is the new wineskin that he wants us to enter into. And I believe that you are discouraged and that you've been hopeless in some of these things and you're wondering, did I hear from the Lord or not? And I tell you, I went through all of that. But did I hear from the Lord? Yes, I did. It was fruitless. It was fruitless. It was like this fig tree. And there are some things that are fruitless in our lives. And God is saying there, that part of our lives is going to wither up and it's going to die. And we're going to feel, oh my goodness, I'm stepping out into this uncomfortable place. I'm stepping out into something that I don't understand, or I am only got one little piece of this at a time. And that's the way God works. God works in those ways. He doesn't necessarily give us every detail along the way. But oh my goodness, is it ever powerful when we follow him. But I want to say to you, in the midst of this chaos, do you think that God may be killing some things off? May he be removing some of the fruitless places in your life. And this is why he is moving you forward. Now let's go on, because in verse 20, he says, seeing this, the disciples were amazed and asked, how did the fig tree wither all at once? Oh my. Jesus answered and said, now remember, he didn't really answer this question that they asked. He said this, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will happen. And all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Now let's go back and let's look at this scripture. They asked a really odd question, in my opinion. Why did the fig tree wither all at once? I believe they asked the wrong question. And I believe many times we're asking the wrong questions. We're asking the why did this die? Why this or that? But we're not seeing the forward movement of it. And Jesus answered with a forward movement answer. Says, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, if you have faith, if we have faith and we don't doubt, this is what he said. You're not only going to do what was done to the fig tree. What does that mean? You're going to kill some things spiritually that are not fruitful. There are many things in the church today that are not fruitful. There are many, many things that are dead. They're not allowing any of life to come in. And God says, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, meaning kill the things that are fruitless. It may not be just in the church. It may be in your life. It may be in politics. It may be in your business areas or whatever you're in. You may have to kill some things that are in there that are not being fruitful. And then he says this, and even if you say to this mountain, whatever mountain, we talk about mountains, we talk about how they hinder, we talk about the things that are in our lives that are barriers for us.
be taken up and cast into the sea, it will happen. It's going to happen, folks, because we're victorious over our chaos. We're victorious in things. And it says here that it's going to be taken up, cast into the sea, every mountain. How is this going to occur? It's going to occur through revelation. It's going to occur through our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is pouring out more revelation. He's given us intelligence. He's given us strategy. He's given us answers in order to be able to be fruitful in all that he has for us. What he's also telling us here is that we have authority. We have a major authority in prayer. We have a major authority in our words if we will only believe and receive. Twofold. You can believe all you want, but if you don't receive from the Lord, receive that anointing, receive that revelation, receive the word of the Lord as he wants you to, then it's still fruitless. This is so full of stuff here. Stop focusing on why it died and focus on, okay, Lord, I don't want to doubt anymore. I don't want to be fruitless anymore. I don't want to be in a situation that's fruitless anymore. I want to move forward. So Lord God, will you help me to believe? Help me to speak with authority in my prayer. Help me to get out of that victim mentality and over into a warrior mentality. You are in a crossover right now. You are at this place where you are deciding right now, which way am I going to go? Am I going to go and stay right there in that corner? Stay right there and not make any decisions at all, because I know many of us do. We get in this comfort place and we want to stay right there. And then we can go down this path where we believe and we receive. We believe and we receive for every single thing that God has us. Now, is there going to be barriers along that path? There sure will be. There will still be these mountains, because this is what he's talking about. There's going to be mountains in every place that we go. But we have to shift out of this. I can't do this anymore. I don't think I can. I don't have the capacity for that. I am so worthless around this. We have to get out of the swirling of the chaos, what the lies have been, and shift into, God, show me what you're doing, and I will believe, and I will go forward. I will go down that road. Because if we go to the other road, we're going to be fruitless and believing the lies, and it's going to take us down an extremely dark, dark path. Now, I want to go to one other scripture here. And as we go to this scripture, it's 1 Kings chapter 19. I want to just kind of remind you of the story of Elijah. Now, Elijah had a great, big, huge event, encounter with the Lord. I mean, he just really went against the Baal worshipers. And Jezebel sent a message to him. And so she was going to go after him. She was going to kill him. And many times when we start out for the Lord, when we start walking in this place, we have some amazing, amazing experiences with God. And it's powerful. Lives are touched. And he is glorified in all of it. And then all of a sudden, something will happen. There will be something that comes against. This is where the chaos all begins. And so Elijah, he runs. He's in a situation where he's running, and he's afraid. It said he ran for his life. And what happens is he went a day's journey. He did not just run for his life. He went forever and ever and ever into this wilderness. And he just thought, you know what? I just want to die. And many of us, without realizing it, that's what we're saying too. I know, I've been there. I just want to die. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. Lord, I don't even want to hear what you've got in store for me. Even though it's exciting, I don't want to hear it because it's too hard. It's too difficult. And yet he laid down. He laid down and he slept for a while. And behold, there was an angel touching him and he said, arise and eat. Now, you know, I've been doing a lot of talk about, I have a new book out called Angels on the Move. I have an e-course that will be up next week on supernatural appointments on how angels move in our lives. Well, and I talk about Elijah in this, but I was thinking about this and the Lord put it on my heart. He said this, he brought him angel food. Now, what does that mean? I asked Lord, I said, can I have some angel food? Because I'm tired. I feel like I want to just give up. I can't, I don't want to go through these things anymore. I'm tired of the battle, Lord. And I think many of us are tired of the battle. And yet, what does this angel came and said, arise and eat. Angel food. There's something special about it. There's something special about angel food. And as the Lord highlighted this to me, this angel food that the Lord wants to give us, it strengthens us. It takes us to another place in the Lord. We may be worn out because he did go back to sleep after he ate that. He ate, he drank, and he went back to sleep because he must have been exhausted, just like we are. And then what happened? It says the angel of the Lord came a second time. Arise, eat, because the journey is too great for you. I believe that when the angel came to Elijah, and I believe when an angel comes to me, I believe when the angels come to you and they give you spiritual food, they give you a spiritual drink that is going to strengthen you in the Lord, and you will rise above the chaos. You will be victorious in the chaos. I believe that with all of my heart. And I believe that the Lord is even right now, there's an anointing for the strengthening of the Lord in our lives. And I believe that this is breakthrough for us. The Lord is putting something on us that is going to cause us to break through all of this chaos, all of this stuff, and we will rise above it. Now, did I say the chaos will be removed? No, I didn't say that. I said, we're going to rise above it and we will have peace in the storm. We will have peace in the midst of all that is swirling around us, because that's what happened to Elijah. He rose, he drank, he ate, and he went in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights. That is amazing food to eat. That is amazing water to drink. And what happens here is that the Lord, it wants to strengthen us today for these greater things. He wants to strengthen us to do what he's called us to do. Now, I'm going to say this. This is coming out of my own life here. I have to stop numbing the pain. I don't know how you're numbing your pain, but I know how I'm numbing my pain. And we cannot continue to numb our pain by being depressed, laying around, watching TV, eating food, drinking alcohol, even taking drugs, whatever it is to numb the pain. Because you have anointing inside of you that the Lord wants to stir up right now. He wants to stir it up right now and cause you to run. He wants to feed you angelic manna. He wants to feed you angelic food and drink and cause you to run in his strength, not your strength, because we can't do it. We can't do these things on our own. We have to stop interpreting our own lives. I started to interpret. I started to assume things. I started to think, okay, my time is done here. I'm getting too old to continue on. I can't fulfill this part of it. And you fill in the blank for you. We have to stop interpreting it and take on what does the Lord say about it. What is the Lord telling you to do? And I know in my spirit, the Lord has been telling me and speaking to me. And I'm thinking, am I crazy to continue, Lord? Am I crazy to put my voice out there? Am I crazy, Lord, when I speak these things? Because I know I'm out of the box. And I tried to get back into the box. And the Lord says, you can't get back into that religious box. And I believe there's some out there that are feeling this too, that you cannot get back into that religious box and do it the way man wants you to do it. To be so fearful of what men say and do, men and women in that box say and do, that you cannot speak with a powerful voice of God and do what he's calling you to do. We are in a time where God is shifting us. God says to some of you, and I believe this is a word for me, but I believe it's also a word for you, says you have been waiting patiently and going through many things, but the time has come for a shift, for you are now prepared. And I felt such a strong anointing on that word, prepared. This shift will come suddenly and place you on my course, says the Lord, for your life. Stay diligent, discern, and rise above the chatter, rise above the fray, rise above the chaos. There will be a crisscross that will try to affect you, but stay the course. So in this vision, what God was showing me when he was giving me this is that we've got these crisscrosses and we come up to the very where it converges and we have a choice of which path we're going to take. And these crisscrosses are going to come before us. And this is what the Lord, I believe, is saying here. We will have several crisscrosses, chaotic times. Strategic times from the enemy that will try to get us off the course of the Lord and onto this despairing course that the enemy has to shut us down, close our mouth, and stop us from pursuing the very things that God has for us. I believe that this is a strategic word for somebody, for many of you today. I know it was for me. Because the Lord, doesn't matter how old I am, doesn't matter how young you are, it doesn't matter how you feel like you're a failure, but you're not. You've just been going through many things that the enemy has strategically put in your path. And it's now time for you to rise up, eat and drink the food that the Lord is sending you. Now get this, he's sending it to you through his angelic armies, through his angelic messengers. It may come through dreams. It may come through visions. It may come from the word of God. It may come from revelation that you will get. But he is calling us forth to be the mighty warriors, mighty, mighty warriors, because we are living in a time where he needs every single one of us to step out and move forward. Will you be one of those? I will give you a resounding yes. I am going to. I am not going to quit. I am not stopping, because it doesn't end with age. It doesn't end with ability. It doesn't end with capacity. It doesn't end with finances. It doesn't end until I'm not here on this earth any longer. We are fighters, we are warriors, and we are conquerors in his mighty name. So thank you, Jesus, for rising above this chaos and causing us to come along beside you, to rise up above it and become victorious, and to actually see what you're doing in the midst of all this chaos. You are now prepared, says the Lord. Now go forth with his direction, his strategy, his mindset, and his ways. He's got you. So God bless you in this. It's exciting. It's an exciting time to be living for the Lord. I want to thank you for watching and joining me on this journey as we go higher. Expect to grow, expand your territory, and enter into new levels of intimacy with the Lord. Check out my website at loisfewelling.com for books, online courses, podcasts, and other resources to help you soar in the Lord. Are you interested in increasing your confidence, being able to speak assertively, subdue your fears, manage life situations effectively, and overcome rejection or betrayal so that you can tenaciously stand back up again? Then you must sign up for a free strategy session so we can design a plan specifically for you. I now offer one-on-one coaching sessions with group sessions coming soon. My heart is to equip and make disciples and advance them into living a life more abundantly. Yes, my website is loisfewelling.com. Check it out, and I hope to be talking to you soon.